Thank you for that.
These are great moments when truth, when it says, you know, truth appears unveiled and faces untruth, and untruth disappears or never really was. Well, we think of Moses, alayhi salam, facing Pharaoh in his own palace. What a moment. And unmasking the stratagems and the pretensions of that system of unbelief. And then we think of Abraham in the fire, who came through the fire, who was, they threw him in to be consumed because they thought they had power. Power over creation, power over human life. And they had no power, and that was shown forth. Or Nimrod, who was taken down by a mosquito or a gnat. It's amazing. And Isa, alayhi salam, who ascended invisibly so that those who thought they were conquering him were deceived. And Allah is the best of the tricksters. Ya Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, who was completely victorious, and they thought that he had lost the battle. I thought they had won. So these moments happen in us too. And they happen in a small way, invisibly maybe most of the time. But when the truth wins out, tiny, it might almost be imperceptible. And the truth is constantly winning out. We don't see it. So, inshallah, we can see it. Truth is always victorious. I mean, isn't it interesting? Even if we look, you know, at Adam and Eve, or where the rebel thought he had won by taking them out of their place of bliss, you know, thought he had won over humanity, won over his rival, what he considered to be his rival. And yet, actually, that was part of their journey. And part of the becoming even, you know, better and greater than before. Everything turns to Allah. Everything returns to Allah. Inshallah. But may we be given that beautiful adab of Rasulullah, peace be upon him. May it shed upon us, shed its light upon us, and may we be transformed by that, so that may we return, Allah, return us to you in the most beautiful way. Mm-hmm. In our lives, in the culmination of our lives, may the end of our life, may the most beautiful and glorious moment of our life, and return us constantly to you in all our little deaths, little turns to you, O Allah. May we be turned in the most beautiful way. Forgive us for all our wrongs and all our, whatever we do, whatever we don't do, whatever we know, and whatever we don't know, not aware of, O Allah. May we be a beautiful expression of you. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. May we be the people of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. May every cell have the signature of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Every breath carry La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Amen. To the secret heart of our prayers of Fatiha. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdinas Sirat al Mustaqim. Sirat al Ladina An'amta Alayhim. Ghayru Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. Amin. Rabbi Zidna ilman, O Allah, increase us in knowledge. Amen. In knowledge that is good for us, that draws us the nearest to you and to your beloved and all the beloveds. Amen.